207, please. 207 years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. This is an old hymn that we have been using for many, many years. Now, I think most of you should know this one. If we want to hear you sing, at Denver we had very good singing. Very hot there, but we had a very good time singing the gospel. So let's sing this 207 as if we meant it. Years I spent in vanity and pride. Listen now. Here's a pitch. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord to be died. Come on. Knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and great was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden drove of liberty at Calvary. Pretty fair, but we can beat that. By God's work. By God's word that I did. Then I trembled at the law I heard, till my guilty soul is only turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and great was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Third verse of 207. Everyone say, now I give to Jesus everything. Now I'm not the only man, my King. Now my rapture so can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and great was free. All there was multiplied to me. There my burden so from liberty at Calvary. Admire this last verse here. Note the words, will you please? Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span. Where? At Calvary. Come on, let's sing this now. Fourth verse. Everyone sing, please. Oh, the love that drew salvation. Come on, sing together. Oh, the grace that brought it down. Sing soprano and alto, the last verse, oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Come on, ladies. Oh, the love. Come on, get together now. I hear a man's voice. Come on, get together. All right, everybody sing now.
Mercy there was great and great was free. All the men multiplied to me. There I heard his soul from liberty at Calvary.
Try 208, please. 208. Always like this hymn, too, because the ladies sing the first. Don't even love. Then we tenors and basses come in. Tell it to me again. So on. 208, wonderful story of love. Listen to Martha play a little of it first, will you? All All right, now the ladies take the first part to see, or the parrot, or the king of leads. Ready?
Wonderful.
Tell it to me again.
Wonderful story of love.
Wake the immortal strain. Angels will rapture the mountain. Shepherds will wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love.
We're singing 208. Come on now, ladies, you sing the first part, and then we'll all come in and help you.
Wonderful story of love. You are far away.
Wonderful story of love.
Here we just call today, calling from Calvary's mountain. Come from the crystal bright fountain. He's from the God of creation. Wonderful story of love.
Sing it out.
Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love.
Very good.
Wonderful story of love. Jesus, so wise our end.
Wonderful story of love.
For all the pure and blessed, rest in those mansions above us. With those who've gone on before us, saints the raptured us for us. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love.
Very good indeed. Very good. I think 206 is a very good hymn for a congregation to sing. Wonderful love that rescued me, sunk deep in sin. Guilty and vile as I could be, no hope within. When every ray of light had fled, oh glorious day, raising my soul from out the dead. Love found a way to redeem my soul. 206, now listen to Martha play a little, and you catch the tune. Here we go now.
Wonderful love that rescued me from deep in sin. Guilty and vile as I could be, no hope within. With every ray of light has fled, oh glorious day, raising my soul from out the dead. Love found a way.
Sing it out, everyone.
Love found a way to redeem, to redeem my soul. Love found a way that could make me whole. Love
went
to the cross of shame. Love found a way, oh, praise His holy name.
Doing very well. I'll try in the second verse, will you please?
Lost of my Savior here to die on Calvary. For what the wilful wretch as I, how has it been? Lost in the cross, which made him
Somebody. Then we'll sing a couple of verses to him for the first speaker.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Will your anchor hold in storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of fire? When the strong tides lift cable vein, will your anchor ship more firm?
Not to have one, think about it.
We have an anchor that keeps us close, get us the shore. Attend to the rock that cannot move. Rock is firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Second
verse. It is safely will the storm withstand, for 'tis well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cable has bound us to mind, and he piles of life to strength divine.
All right, here we go.
We have an anchor that keeps us close. Then our secure while the evil grows. Attend to the rock which cannot move. Grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Not for my kids in the room. I'm awful glad for this opportunity. As he told you, I came here 50 years ago, and I was on stage. When I was a young man back in the East, the usual custom of the older men, that is, the men as old as I am now, they used to say, go West and make your fortune. Well, I did that very thing, but it wasn't money. Praise the Lord.
I would like to tell you briefly. I can't give you in detail because I don't want to take the time, but I'd like to tell you briefly. I studied catechism. I joined the Lutheran Church at the age of 14. I sung in the choir. I led the young people's meetings. I taught a Sunday school class. I was superintendent of the Sunday school. And I didn't know a thing of salvation. But me and another man by the name of Von Blum came out here. He's buried here. And his relatives are here in the meeting. When we came here, 50 years ago, this is my 50th anniversary. I was saved 50 years ago in August. And you don't know what it means to me to be here. It's a great joy to my soul. But when we came here, we heard a lot among the ungodly of the funny fellows up at Lyman, and they called them Charles Ives and Broadfooters. Now, Mr. Charles is in the meeting, but Mr. Broadfoot is gone to be with the Lord. Now, the thing that I would like to impress upon your mind is this, above everything else. I, as a young man, can truthfully say, from the time that I knew anything, I always believed that there was a Lord Jesus. I believed he was born in Bethlehem. I believe he grew up among men. I believe he was crucified. And I believe that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. I believed all that. And you say to me, what more did you want? Was you saved? No, I wasn't saved. I believed that just the same thing as I believed that George Washington crossed the Delaware. Now, after I came here, Will Myers, who now went to be with the Lord, I bought a Bible for him and kept a store right out here. I paid $1 for it. And I got troubled about my soul, and I remember him saying to Will, he was unsaved then, now if I only knew what was in it. And he said he never forgot it. And I got to studying my Bible, and I got troubled about my soul, and I found out I was lost, a sinner, undone, religious, but still unconverted. And I can say what many men can't say. I never drank a glass of liquor in my life. I never took God's name in vain in my life. I never played a game of cards in my life. But that isn't salvation. Far from it. Far from it. Mrs. Blonde, her daughters are here in the meeting, talked to me one night till 1 o'clock in the morning. And I told her what I had. Or what I thought I had, rather, I should say. And she always came back with this truth. I won't do you any good. You must be born again. And that was strange language to me. I never heard it. In fact, I never saw the word saved in the Bible until that time. And I talked to her at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I remember closing the Bible and putting upon my fist upon it like this. And I said to Mrs. Blum, she was instrumental in leading me to the Lord. I said, if you can prove to me from the book that I'm wrong about this. And she said she was sure it wouldn't be long till I'd be saved. And several weeks after that, as I was coming up the road down here, below Lyman, the scripture dawned onto me, and it came to me this way. You know, the Apostle Paul, in writing the Epistle to Galatians, when he was seeking to rectify the error that was preached in Galatians, that except they keep the law and be circumcised, they could not be saved. Then he says, in the second chapter, that he profited in the Jewish religion above many of the equal. But then he adds another wonderful thing. He said this, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, to reveal his son in me, that's salvation. Anything short of it isn't salvation. And let me tell you, if you're here in a meeting tonight, you may have religion. You can belong to 1,000 churches. It'll never avail you anything unless you're born from above. And salvation to me was a real revelation from God to my soul, just as real as was to Paul on the road to Damascus. And when I found the Lord Jesus as my Savior, this book became a new book to me. And I didn't read it as a necessity. I read it because I became with the editor and the author of it, and I loved it. And I studied it for 50 years. And you say to me, have you made any mistakes? Hundreds of them. Thousands of them. But John 3:16 is just the same as it was 50 years ago. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm wonderfully glad to give this wonderful testimony. I'm probably looking in the faces of many that I'll never see again, because I'll soon be 71 years old and I don't expect to get this way too often. But it's a wonderful thing to get out here and meet you men who love the Lord, have loved the Lord for years. There's men here, there's women here that I have known 50 years when I was here. And it's a great joy to me, and it's a wonderful joy to give this testimony to my Lord and Savior, whom I love, I did not see. The only being in the Scriptures, in which the Scriptures record gives, that we love having not seen it. And we can't describe it, but it's divine. Praise God. I'm wonderfully glad to give this testimony. May the Lord bless you.